There's lots of small choices that add up to create more wellness in your life. And then you know, and then you're sharing your habits with your children. And so then they're learning. It doesn't mean they're going to embrace all of your choices, you know, immediately. But I
Right.
think it's this continual molding of things that make a difference.
Hey, Mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, Mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. This is your host and intuitive life mentor sending you so much love and light through the microphone today. And I am so jazzed to bring in a special guest on the show to share some invaluable insights with us on how to infuse consciousness into our everyday parenting, wellness, and life. Holly Swenson is a mom to four boys, her gurus, as she calls them. She is a wife, an RN, a wellness blogger, a perpetual student of life. I love that. And just a lover of the outdoors and all things flowers. She is also an author of Stop, Drop, Grow, and Glow, and is committed to bringing more wellness, joy, and intentionality of parenting to parenting and beyond. And in writing her first book, which I'm so stoked to dive deeper into, she had a deep calling to write this book, and it's created such a tangible way for her to be of service to parents everywhere. So Holly, I am so excited that you're here. I want to pass over the mic for you to be able to share with us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here visiting with you this morning. Yes, I'm an author. My book Stop, Drop, Grow, and Glow just launched on September 12th. And so that's been a really big gift to share with the world. And it's been a really meaningful project for me. So that's where I've really been putting my focus this last year. So to be kind of crossing that threshold is really exciting. But as you mentioned, I'm a nurse, mother of four, and really just committed to wellness and helping people turn on mindfulness in their own lives in a way that can be game-changing for them. Because I think when you learn how to take care of yourself and find more wellness, it really helps you not only show up in a way that's healthier for you, but also for your family, right? And for all of, you know, the little humans that you're responsible for shaping.
I love that. It's so beautiful because mindfulness is something I feel like I've come into since becoming a mom. Like the perspectives that change when you become a mom, I feel like the lens shifted for me completely. And that's actually what inspired my business also. So tell me, because you're a nurse and I love, you have a method called the Five Rights of Parenting. And I don't know if this is a little spoiler for your book or not, but I would love for you to share with us a little bit more about this method.
For sure. And it is a little spoiler about related to my book, but it's one that I want to share because I think it really can help make some awesome shifts in your life. And so I will just go through them quickly just so that you can get a flavor of what I'm speaking to. And so You know, as a nurse, you have what's called the Five Rights and Medication Administration, and there are five different points that you have to hit or touch base with yourself to make sure you're not causing any harm to your patients, right? So a couple of them might be like the right, you know, right patient, right dose, right route. So I created the Five Rights of Parenting almost in parallel, because for me, having that former training in nursing, I was like, how can I apply this to parenting? And so I've created these five rights. And the first is right now, which means that you are being in the moment, right? So maybe it's for yourself, maybe it's for your child. You're not, you know, caught up, you know, doing, you know, when your kid gets home from school, you're not texting, you know, or doing, trying to do, you know, three different things. And sometimes you're going to have to be multitasking and doing three different things. But what I think is important is that you carve out time that is just dedicated to your child, right? And so, and if you can't show up at that moment, they're coming and kind of calling for your attention, that you say, hey, I can't write this second, but in 10 minutes, it's you and me, kid, right? So then you're really being intentional on how you can show up for your kids when they need you. The second right is right intent. And so you're, you know, really being mindful of being intentional in your life. So the choices you make, the guidelines you're setting, how you're treating them, that you're taking time to think about how you can show up in a way that's intentional, mm-hmm. because it matters. Mm-hmm. The third right is the right use of speech. And I think this is such a powerful one, right? And this can be a hard one to remember yeah. for your child and for yourself and, you know, for others in your life. But your voice is a tool of creation, right? So you can either bring positivity to the forefront or negativity, right? So you have a choice to make, and the way you choose to speak is really powerful. Mm-hmm. So I really believe it's important to touch base with that on a daily basis. Number four is the right use of power. And so you are the one that's wielding the power, you know, with your children, right? So you're setting the boundaries and you're setting, you know, this framework for your child, you know, for 18 years, right? So you are working together for a long time. And so it's important that you wield that power with care, right? And so that you're mindful how you're setting that up for yourself and for your children. And the fifth right is the right use of love. And for me, this is like my favorite, right? So I just think that this is a right that you should use as often as you possibly can. I think love has the power to move mountains with your, you know, with your family, for yourself. And really, I mean, parenting for sure, this is tied to, but I think even beyond this, right? The right use of love is, we need more love out in the world. And so I think if you can really cultivate that at home, then, you know, not only are you bringing that outside of the home, your children are bringing it outside of the home, and it just spreads. And so I think the right use of love is, it's a game changer.
Oh, 100%. I was just talking to my mom this morning, actually, and I said, my youngest is 18 months. And I'm like, Mom, I swear she said, I love you. I swear she said, I love you. And my son, who's now 4.5, he said, I love you very early too. And that was, it was just, it's so touching, because like what you're saying, it's love can move mountains, and it is, we're never going to do anything perfect, right? We're always going to be hard on ourselves. We're going to have the guilt. We're going to have these things maybe that we're not doing good enough. And that's what I hope, like, your message and this show can help us overcome that, because love can conquer all, right?
Yeah.
I love that. So your
foundation.
the foundations, exactly. So right now, right intent, right use of speech, right use of power, and right use of love.
Yes.
I love those. How old are your kids? Do you mind sharing?
Yeah. So our youngest is 9. Mm-hmm. We have one that's 12, and we have twins that are 13.
Oh, lovely.
We have four boys.
I love it. When I read that, I was like, oh, four boys. Yes, that's awesome. I need to ask you something. And the reason that I'm sharing this or asked you how old yours are is because when you said right use of speech, my oldest and us, I feel like as parents, we're going through it right now with just like that defiance piece. And I'm sure it doesn't get any easier, right? But that is something to where that we're like struggling through right now, because that right use of speech, you know, it's so easy to want to yell. It's so easy to want to just say no, because I said so, you know, but the impression the molding that we're also doing, you know, when they're so young, how are they going to learn without us sharing or without us teaching, being that teacher, and without us showing by example, right?
Yeah. And I think it is, it's learning how to regulate yourself and not get swept up in their emotions. And that's hard because I think our natural instinct is to react. And so you really have to learn how to cultivate response in your life with your kids. And so when they're having a meltdown, if you can hold steady, it helps them, I think, return to themselves in a healthier way, right? So they might have their meltdown, but then it's like, okay, they can pull themselves out of it in a way that I think is a lot more graceful.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It takes practice.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
It's a journey.
The journey. Exactly. And I feel like we bring it back to that right use of love. Like after that meltdown, it's like, can we have a hug? Like, can we just kind of connect again? Because it is hard and, you know, emotions can get heated. And yeah, that was, I love these five rights of parenting. So yes, they're absolutely beautiful. So as far as consciousness, because I really love how you're bringing in this conscious parenting piece, but how do you tie this in? Because you're also a wellness blogger. You have this passion for wellness. So how do you tie in wellness, consciousness as it relates to parenting?
Yeah. So good question. I think, you know, so you're saying how am I tying it into showing up in a mothering role, right?
Yes.
Well, I think so. In a big way, it's learning how to tend to yourself, right, along the path. And so, you know, a lot of what I write to, especially my book, is talking about diet and exercise and taking time to stop and reflect in your life and kind of figure out where you're at. And I think also maybe just dropping some things from your life that aren't maybe helping you in a positive way, right? So it's, I think that there are many ways to find mindfulness and wellness in life. And so, and I think it looks a little different for everybody, but I think that, you know, I think it's important to really just, I think, assess where you're at, but then also making time to practice self-care in whatever form really fills your cup the most. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like for me, I'm into yoga. And so yoga is a big reset for me. I do meditation. That's a big reset for me. I'm really into whole foods, right? Whole organic foods or local foods. Because those things make me feel better and they help me show up for myself and for my kids in a way that just feels cleaner. It feels more grounded. And so those are some simple ways that, you know, I think you can start tending to yourself and start sharing that wellness with the people, you know, in your life, in your family. So I think that there's lots of small choices that add up to create more wellness in your life. And then you know, you're sharing your habits with your children. And so then they're learning. It doesn't mean they're going to embrace all of your choices, you know, immediately. Right. But I think it's this continual molding of things that make a difference.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful because you said, you know, the simple habits, the simple things that add up. And it's so, so true. And another kind of segue too is I love how you brought this up. Like, I feel like mindfulness, it means so, so much. And I love that you brought up self-care because taking that segue in, I feel like a lot of people that might feel stuck or feel, you know, stuck in that guilt, that survival mode, really struggling, trying to find that way out. They feel like the self-care is what should be on the back burner because they're doing and answering to everything externally. Mm-hmm. And it all starts within. And that is a big piece of this show. Mm-hmm. Also.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's turning on your own wellness because what's happening is like you're operating, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not operating from a place that's as whole as it could be. Right. And so it makes it a lot harder to do your job. Mm-hmm. And so I always say like self-care is not selfish. It really should be a priority, especially when you're raising your kids, mm-hmm. because it's one of the most demanding times in life. Right. So, I believe that you should be practicing self-care every day. And even if it's 5 minutes, if the 5 minutes is all you can fit in, you go find a sweet spot to sit for 5 minutes and just breathe, right? Yeah. Just, mm-hmm. you know, if that's all you got, or maybe it's when you're dropping your kids off at school and you can just park your car for a minute and just breathe for a few minutes, but take a minute to connect with yourself and it will make a huge difference in your life.
Oh, yes. I call it a fiber. That is exactly what I call
You,
it, is a
yeah,
fiber.
you know, because sometimes 5 minutes is all you got.
Exactly. And to be able to like get into that meditative state of just connecting to yourself, to just be and focus on your breath, or to be able to push out the thoughts and just find that consciousness again, find that now space again, that presence again, and that connection again. It's so powerful, and it can be done in 5 minutes, 100%.
Yes.
I love it. Next question. Is this a part of your book too? Because we were conversing a little bit before. You have something that you say is a stop and reflect point. Is it, can you, how, tell me more about this, the stop and reflect piece.
Well, I think as a parent, I think you don't make space. Maybe you don't even think about making space, right? Because you're so busy, you don't even like, you never like stop to think. Like, I believe in the power of like literally stopping and assessing where you're at, like today, as a parent, if you've never done it. Like, just stop and think about, like, okay, how's it going for me? How's it going for my kids? How's my work life? How's my home life? How are things going? And if they're going really well, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you're struggling, then you maybe consider some different pathways, right? So if you're doing something that's not working, you might want to stop doing that, right? So it's an opportunity to really check in with yourself. And then with the reflect, like in my book, I have reflection questions at the end of my chapters because I believe in the power of reflecting on different areas of your life. And I believe in the power of reflection in a way that it helps you to keep growing, right? So when you kind of pause or you take time to really dive into these different parts of you as a mother, or a father, as a person, right? You take time to kind of curl up with who you are and take time to reflect. I think it can be powerful medicine. And so I really was intentional with putting those questions at the end of each chapter so that you have, so it kind of like asks you to go a little bit deeper besides just reading a book, but like really look at like how does this look for me, right? Because it's easy to read someone else's work, but then when you kind of turn the mirror around and look at yourself, it asks you to go a little deeper, which I think is healthy and helpful.
Oh, of course. And that piece of like you're helping someone go from that point A to point B transformation because they're able to like connect it to themselves. They're able to make it unique to themselves. I love when books have that. I love that because I'm actually reading a book right now and he has like questions at the end. It's a book about expectations and I'm rereading it actually. But it's just so powerful because at the end, these questions you direct back to you now, like you're reading something to grow, but then you're like, wait, how does this happen or work in my life? So that's so powerful. I love it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So burning question here. I know that you've kind of been dabbling a little bit about your book, but tell us as much as you're willing to share about your book, where we can find it. It just released. What did you say? September?
Yeah, it just released September 12th,
Oh,
and
lovely.
it's available on, all major retailers online. So Barnes and Noble, Amazon, Walmart, it's up on Goodreads. So it's available all kinds of places. Yeah, no, I think that this book is really, I just think it has the power to really help people pivot in a healthy way. And the initial reviews that have been coming in have been super positive, and people, I think, feel changed after reading it, which for me, it feels like, okay, I did my job, right? And so I wrote this book because it felt like a calling to be of service to other parents, because I've had to learn some tools along the way to help me grow and find healthier ways to connect with myself and with my boys. And so I'm hopeful that this book can help other people. And that was really why I wrote it.
Lovely. That's so beautiful. I can't wait to check it out. Just sharing,
Yay.
just chatting with you. It's so powerful because we do all have our own set of struggles, our own set of hardships, and kind of seeing things in a different light, in a more like I'm big with meditation and mindfulness and then the intentionality piece. So everything that you're saying, I'm like, I feel so deeply, connected to that piece. So I can't wait to grab your book. So excited.
Yay. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. I know I will. I know I will. Everything that we've chatted about. So do you have any other services or that you offer, or where can people find you?
Right. So my website is liveyourglow.live. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and that's where you're going to find me. So I look forward to connecting for sure.
Wonderful. I will share everything in the show notes below, the links to your book. If you want to actually send me a link to your book, I would love to put that in the show notes. And then to your website and Instagram, everything will be in the show notes below. I thank you so much for your time and being here with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yay. 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 I cannot wait to listen back to this episode and just to go check out your book. Again, it is called Stop, Drop, Grow, and Glow.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Thank you so, so much again for your time with being here with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. We're sending our love and light.
Episode very well worth for farming. Please remember to review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do, sending my love and light.